Blog Talk Radio.
Another Friday night, another All Hail Hair. Tonight we are doing a now, Then and Now. Of course, that was, we started off the show with Harum Scarum. Harry Hess was a guest of ours just a few weeks ago in his band First Signal, his brand new band, which basically him and his former drummer have kind of come together on this project. It's a Frontiers Records project, but Harry Hess has lent himself and his former drummer. They are working together right now in this band. But let me tell you something. With Harum Scarum, you know, this is one of the groups that kind of didn't make the mainstream, the Poison, the Warrant, the Def Leppard type numbers as far as the United States. But they were a pretty huge band in Canada. And when I finally, when I finalized my time machine and I head back into the 80s, I can guarantee this is a band that I'll be following very closely. And, take a look at some of the videos, because I think you're going to see me in some of these videos, especially for No Justice, Hard to Love, and Honestly, which the video for Honestly actually features Judge Reinhold, who you all remember from, the movie Beverly Hills Cop. He played one of the cops in that. But let's jump into the now part of Harum Scarum, and this is Harry Hess and his drummer, and I'm drawing a blank, Darren Smith. In the band First Signal, and this is what Harry Smith is up to.
Down.
That is Harry Hess, Darren Smith with First Signal, and that is This City, the very latest from the B-Voice and probably most of the talent there behind, not Pete Latesh was also a pretty good guitarist for Hiram Scarum, but he is not part of First Signal. A lot of the talent that came out of that band was Harry Hess, the vocalist. A bit of a guitarist, but when we had him on the air a couple weeks ago, he said that he basically filled in the blank parts. Great interview with the guy. Had a lot of fun. But that is the latest from Harry Hess of Harum Scarum, and that is available on Frontiers Records. And if you'll notice, I do pump a lot of Frontiers. Dustin Hardman from Frontiers Records gives us a lot of our guests on the show. So I want to make sure that we let them know that we are thinking of Frontiers Records. They are a great record company. They have a lot of the bands from the 80s, Cinderella, Harum Scarum, bands like this that are coming back, Giant, Strange Ways, and these guys have them on their record. The next band I want to go into is one of my favorite bands out of the 80s era. They were very popular for one of their power ballads. They were also very popular for a song that I think is the worst song ever in that genre. And that of course is Warrant. And they're best. One of the songs they're also best known for is the song Cherry Pie, which I think is the worst song to ever come out of that era. I think it's a bad song. It's a terrible song. I don't want anything to do with that damn song. But Warrant actually started in, they actually came from Hollywood, California, and they had their most of their success from 1987, 88, I would say, to up and through about 93 when hair metal and the glam scene died with the induction of, or introduction of the glam bands. To the scene, music scene. Sorry, I'm getting good. Notre Dame and Western Michigan University are 1-1 after two periods in ice hockey. So, sorry, I just got a notice from them. But their biggest song, Heaven, went to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. That was in 1989. So, but one of my favorite songs from the Dirty, Filthy, Rotten, Stinking Rich CD, or back then actually was a cassette tape, and even you had some vinyl going on there, was the song Dirty. I'm sorry, Down Boys, and we're gonna get into that right now. Where the Down Boys Go. This is Warrant.
Yeah.
I was warned with Janie Lane as lead singer there, lead vocalist. Of course, Janie Lane was there through most of the great times with Warren, most of the great songs, Uncle Tom's Cabin, which is one of my favorite songs out of that genre, Cherry Pie, which is one of the worst ever songs to come out of that. He was also the lead singer. And the group Warren, and I had Jamie St. James, who took over in 2000. He took over in I'm trying to think now. 2004. Yeah, February 2004, Janie Lane finally left Warren, and Jamie St. James, who was the Black and Blue lead vocalist, took over for Janie Lane. And we asked him about that, what they feel about playing Cherry Pie. And he said, you know what, it's not a great song. It's the band hates the song, but it actually gets the people up and going with us. So they'll go ahead and play it for everything. But, the band themselves hated it. They hated writing it. They hated performing it. The reason that they had to do the song was with the original Cherry Pie, the original album was supposed to be called Uncle Tom's Cabin, and that song was going to be prominent on the album. But the record company decided that they did not have a hit on that album. They wanted to get out their hit, so they forced them to go write a song. Janie Lane went across the street, apparently in 15 minutes, scrolled out Cherry Pie, brought it back to the guys. They did it real quickly. And there you go. It became the worst song to ever be released by Warren. But in 2006, Warren released their seventh album, Born Again, and that was with Jamie St. James as the lead singer. That was the last album that Warren's put out. Since then, they've gotten back together for a very short time. They got back together with Janie Lane. That actually lasted from March of 2008 to September of 2008. Robert Mason, former lead singer, former lead vocalist of Lynch Mob, has taken over in the band, and they are actually working on a brand new album to come out with Robert Mason as lead singer. Of course, as most of you know, Janie Lane's had some severe alcohol and drug problems. He's been arrested for DUI several different times. Hopefully, Janie is on his way to recovery and doing well. I haven't heard one way or the other. But since this is a then and now, I'm going to go with the latest song from Warren, and this is off of 2006's Born Again with Jamie St. James as the lead singer. This is Hell California.
Nobody won. Move! Yeah.
night, that was Warrant. That was the then version of Warrant. Jamie St. James, the lead singer there. The latest album that they put out, that was 2006, Born Again, and that was Hell California. And I gotta agree with them. As a Republican, California and all those goddamn liberals, that
right.
is hell out
you're,
there.
You're goddamn right. Fuck Canada.
Thank you very much. There you go. There you go. So, next we're going to get into another favorite band of mine. Of course, it's probably no shock to anybody that I was a huge Def Leppard fan as I was growing up. I had all the you know what? I probably won't be able to get the Def Leppard because I don't have any now. I thought I had downloaded some now, but it doesn't look like it's downloaded. But what the hell? We're going to get into some Def Leppard anyway. The now part, you have to go out and listen to the songs from the Sparkle Lounge. Not too bad. They had a couple different songs on that. One of them being Nine Lives. That was a collaboration or duet, if you want to say, with the country superstar Tim McGraw, whose wife is hot as hell. And what's her name now? Faith Hill. Yeah, Faith Hill. She's hot as hell. But anyway, that was a collaboration, Nine Lives, between Def Leppard and Tim McGraw. I thought I had it loaded onto the system here. I don't have it downloaded, but I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. This is off of High and Dry from 1981. This is Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Friday night. We are going Then and Now. Of course, I did not load one of the Now songs, songs from the Glitter Lounge from like Nine Lives from Def Leppard or Hallucinate or Fat Actress. I'm very sorry. I thought I had that in there. But, you know, Def Leppard always brings me back to a time where in the 80s where music was really good. Maybe not that bad, but you know, songs are really good, and especially Def Leppard. It brings me back to cruising the mall with a friend of mine, Scott Allmiller. And we used to. It's funny. We used to play a game that we named Cat and Mouse. You know, we used to. You know, follow girls around, you know, just kind of, you know, hiding behind things, you know, looking at them, just playing cat and mouse. They actually have a different name for that now. It's actually called aggravated stalking. But, you know, back then it was a lot of fun, you know, and everything like that. Cops weren't called. We had a lot of fun. So if my boy Scott's listening, you know, we probably could have went to jail with felony charges a couple of years back, but we're good now. You know, we won't say anything about it. You know, one of the groups that we've gotten into here on All Hail Hair is the group Jet Boy. One of my biggest shows ever. I had tens of thousands of people listening in on this show. It was certainly written up on a bunch of different things as one of my most popular. And I really had a lot of fun with Billy Rowe, the guitarist from Jet Boy. Hopefully, we're gonna get those guys back on the air with us. And we'll have another great show with them. But let's just delve back into Jet Boy. This is Feel the Shake from Jet Boy from the 80s. had it, Jet Boy, with their most popular song, of course, is Feel the Shake, off of Feel the Shake back in 1987. They are still around. Three of the guys, Mickey Finn, Billy Rowe, and Freddie Rod, are still together today, and they actually have a brand new album out. And me and the guy that's usually on with me, Christ, I can't remember his name.
Frank, you dirty son of a bitch.
That's right. I'm sorry. I apologize. It is Frank. Frank, he's usually on with me. Also, he does. Frank is actually off tonight. He's had a couple different shows this week. One of his shows, the San Clemente Punk, is actually the number 5 show on the internet. Or I'm sorry, on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. And of course, we have number 2. All Hell Hair was the number 2 on Blog Talk. I'm talking about ever. We on here on Fighting Words Radio Network, we had the two of the top 5 shows ever on the Blog Talk Radio Network, or Blog Talk Network, if you want to say. But the Fighting Words Radio Network, you know, we're
actually cranking along. You're goddamn right.
There you go. We're doing very well. Let me get into this is from the latest. This is Jet Boy from the Off Your Rocker, 2010's Off Your Rocker. This is
couldn't be more wrong. You got a box, babe.
Fighting Words Radio Network. We are live Friday night. If you need to give us a call at 347-202-0832. You can request any song. I may not have it, but if I have it, I'm going to play it for you. So in just a minute, I'll get into a long-distance request from Kristen Kennedy Carlin and Kennedy Carlin for some Queensryche, some old and new Queensryche. So we'll get into that in just a second. But I'm going to get into another band that we had on the air recently, the band Rat. We had Carlos Cabezas on the air with us. Of course, Carlos Cabezas was initially the guitarist for, well, no, I shouldn't say initially. He replaced Randy Rhoads in the band Quiet Riot. When he did, Randy Rhoads, of course, went over to Ozzy Osbourne and became a household name. Quiet Riot went on to become the same thing with songs like Come On, Feel the Noise and Bang Your Head. But Carlos, we had Carlos on the air with us. Carlos has now joined the group Rat. You know, shortly after Kevin DeBro's death, he had left the band. And the band actually is back together, with Frankie Benelli being the only member of that band that is still original. They do have a new lead singer. They do have a new guitarist and bassist. Rudy Sarzo is no longer with the band either. He was playing a lot with Dio. But I'm kind of getting off track here. Anyway, we had Carlos Cabezas on the air with us not too long ago. Like I said, he's playing with Rat now. And we had a talk with him about different things, and he really misses the days with Quiet Riot, but he's having a great time with being the only non-original member playing with Rat now that they've reformed. Of course, he took the place of Robin Crosby, who passed away, of HIV. But they're having a good time, and this is the song that really brought them around. This is the song that really brought Rat to the forefront and probably up to the top 10 on most of our
Another day.
Hell Hair Friday night. That was Round the Round by Rat. And, of course, in a second, I'm going to get into their latest off of Infestation. But that will be just a second. I want to get into something. You know, back with when Rat was popular, you know, I talk a lot about my friend Scott Allmiller. We were best friends. We grew up together from I would say, sixth grade on, all the way up through high school, past high school, everything like that. We had a lot of good times, especially growing up in the 80s with the hair metal. We had a great time. One of the times that we had a great time, it keeps coming back to bite me, and actually it actually turned out to be a lawsuit against a TV show that I saw. And I know, Scott, when I say puppy shirt, most of you Seinfeld fans are probably going to know what I'm talking about, but Scott is probably the only one out there listening right now that actually realizes what I'm talking about. You know, I had these parachute pants. Parachute pants were all the rage back in the 80s. Everyone had them. If you didn't have them, then you weren't cool. And please don't come at me and say you never had parachute pants, because you're full of shit. But I was walking by. I was a big Prince fan at the point. Even though I was into hair metal, I was a big Prince fan also. I was walking by, I believe it was Chess King, one of the greatest clothing stores that's out of business now, but one of the greatest clothing stores of the 1980s. And I happened to look in and see this puffy shirt that Prince would wear. So I thought, you know what, I got parachute pants on. I think it's going to look pretty damn cool. So I went in there and I tried it on and came out and found Scott as soon as I walked in. You know, like I tell you, my best friend, we were joined at the hip for years. I still consider him one of my best friends. I came out of the dressing room with that shirt on and think I'm looking pretty good. You know, I think I'm look just like Prince, or, you know, pretty close to facsimile. I find Scott, as soon as I come out, he's rolling on the floor. Not only that, but he's running. As he gets up from the floor, he's running out of the store and pointing out to all the young ladies and anyone else that would listen to him to come in and take a look at me, looking at myself in the mirror. So I actually thought I still looked pretty good. I thought I looked good with my mullet in one of those puffy shirts. And apparently that was not true. The puffy shirt did not look that good. I'm still waiting on some of the other people. I couldn't really ask any of the other people because they were so they were lying on the floor laughing and so out of breath that I couldn't get anything out of them. But I'm not sure if that was just because Scott came running out of the store, or they're actually laughing at my shirt with my parachute pants. So, I mean, if you can just imagine Prince, what Prince looked like with a mullet, that was me at that time. So, you know, Scott, the jury's still out on that, the puffy shirt incident, and I still think I actually look pretty good in that puffy shirt. But years later, you see the puffy shirt thing on Seinfeld. So right now, Scott and I are actually in joint litigation against Jerry Seinfeld over the puffy shirt incident. So, and that was right around the era that Rat was popular, because Scott and I, like I said, we would go up to the mall just about every day. When we weren't able to drive, we, you know, in his skunk mobile, the Grand Le Mans that was painted black with a white stripe all the way down. Awesome car. And actually, I love that car because it actually had a tape machine in the car. We could actually put a tape, actually cassette tape into and listen to it. And I got a story about that tape cassette and it, the thing catching fire. And actually, I believe it was the Rat Out of the Cellar tape that was actually in the cassette player when the thing caught on. Well, actually, didn't catch on fire, but what we thought caught on fire. But anyway, let's get into the latest from Rat. This is Rat off of Infestation, 2010's Infestation. This is Best of Me.
Yeah.
That is the best of me off of 2010's Infestation with former lead guitarist of Quiet Riot, Carlos Cabezas, in the lead guitarist mode for Rat. It is a great album. I can tell you right now that is a Infestation is one of the best albums that I've heard in a while. One of the other great albums, and I know that I have a long distance request to get. I know that we've had some other things that we wanted to get to along here, but one of the greatest albums of 2009 was, of course, a guy that I had on the air, my very first big guest, and that was Ted Poley of Danger Danger. So I want to get to Danger Danger quickly. Their album, 2009's album Revolve, was one of the greatest comeback albums that I've ever heard from a band from the 80s. And one of the songs I'm going to play just after the then song is one of my favorite songs, and actually one of my daughter's favorite songs. She still talks about and sings a song. But before we get to that, this is the popular song from Danger Danger. This is Bang Bang.
It was a warm night on the south side of town. They said they'd see
Friday night. That is one of the biggest names that I got onto All Hail Hair. That was my very first big name guest. Ted Poley, lead singer of Danger Danger. Of course, they also had hits like yeah, exactly. No, I'm just kidding. Danger Danger did have a lot of other hits, but they kind of disappeared into the 80s or into the 90s grunge sound, you know. And they certainly were a good time party band. Ted Poley's still around. He's still making music. He's still playing. The Danger Danger actually is back together. Bruno Poley, Bruno, the bassist, and Ted Poley are still together. They're playing around the nation, around the country, in different places. And they just put out, like I said, in 2009, they put out probably Revolve. They probably the best comeback album from any 80s group that I've heard. What a great sound by them. And I'm gonna play them in a second. When I, you know, and I know that every single All Hail Hair I bring up my friend, and like I said, I brought up three stories or two stories from today. Me and Scott Allmiller, again, we had this party, and Danger Danger was certainly a big part of that party, because their album Naughty Naughty, which also had Naughty Naughty on it. One of their biggest songs. We played that song over and over as we tapped the keg, and I didn't drink as much as Scott. I'm going to kind of cut off on some of the things that went on there. If you've heard the Ted Poley show, then you know that a lot of different things did go on there. One girl that just had a baby actually came on to me. She was a couple of days, you know, out of getting her stitches for the baby and everything, and I wasn't really into that kind of scene, you know, that kind of, you know, possibly busting a stitch and everything like that, so I didn't really do a whole bunch with her, but Scott went a little overboard that night and wound up face down in my litter box that I had for a rabbit that was litter trained, but there's other things that kind of several other things that went on during that party that every time I hear Danger Danger really brings it back. But since I've already kind of crossed the line a couple times with some of my stories and some of the language on here, I'm going to continue this. This is Danger Danger. This is one of my daughter's still one of her favorite songs off of 2009's Revolve. This is Danger Danger with Killing Love. This is a great song.
Around our fragile heart, in the sea.
That is from 2009's Revolve. That is Danger, Danger with one of the, I'm telling you, one of the greatest comebacks that that I've heard from an 80s band. I really enjoyed a lot of the stuff off that. FU Money, you know, just a lot of the stuff off the 2008 Danger, Danger comeback album. Trying to think of a couple more that, and for some reason it's not coming to me right now, but Highway of Love, I mean, just an awesome, the whole album. I mean, if you have that album in hand right now, if you have that CD, actually, that album, I'm showing my age now, but if you have that CD, consider yourself very lucky. It is an unbelievable release from Danger, Danger. Probably their best since Monkey Business back in 1989, 1990. So if you have that, believe me, you guys got gold there. And we had Ted Pauly, like I said, we had Ted Pauly on the air with us. We got into some of the stories that Scott and I got into that night. And actually, no, I'm not going to get into it. But yes, we did get into some of that we did get into that night. One of the other big themes of that part of that night was Scott and I, and one of the bands that I actually grew up with and really, really appreciated is now ending their tour of duty, or they're disbanding after this last tour that they're doing. And that, of course, is the Scorpions. Klaus Meine and Rudolf Schenker, two of the greatest people in hair metal, and even way before that, they were. I mean, Schenker was in UFO. He was in a group with Neil Sean at one point. Klaus Meine has always been with the Scorpions. They are one of my favorite groups, and they've never ever sold out of any of the music they've done. This is one of my favorite. This is off of Blackout, Scorpions, No One Like You. That is No One Like You from Blackout. That is, I'm sorry, by the Scorpions from their album Blackout. Of course, the Scorpions are ending their career this year, actually next year, I shouldn't say this year, and possibly in 2012 with their latest, their last tour. But they have Sting in the Tail, which is their latest and final album, and their hit off that. This is their last hit of their career, and I really salute them. They've been a kick-ass band for 40 years now. This is Rage on Rock. Radio with Sting in the Tail, and I gotta salute those guys because they have been around for 40 years and they are still playing some really, really good music. You know, the Scorpions actually with this album they wanted to go back and try and recreate the magic they had in the 80s. And if you listen to this album, it really is a really good album. So I want to get into a long-distance request. This comes from Kristen Carlin and her daughter, Kennedy Carlin. They are big Queensryche fans, and Queensryche is one of the they're a band from the 80s that really took on the mantle of a band that actually did like a Pink Floyd type thing, you know, with the genre, or not genre, I keep using that word, making a story out of their albums, and they've done it all through their career. Pink Floyd was one of those that did that also, but actually Pink Floyd sucked. So unless you were like a doper that you really got into Pink Floyd, I really thought they sucked anyway. But Queensryche took that mantle of trying to do that, and they did a pretty good job in doing that. What I'm going to get to right now is off the Empire album, and it actually is the self-titled release from that album. This is Queensryche with Empire, and we're going to finish with their brand new one.
Saturday at 9:24 p.m.
Sorry, it's starting to hit me like a two-ton heavy thing.
Accounted for only 6% of all federal spending.
Friday night. We're about to wrap it up. This has been the Then and Now segment of All Hail Hair. We've gone from from the 80s all the way up to today with a lot of the bands that were big back in the 80s. The only one I dropped off was Def Leppard. I played Bringin' on the Heartbreak from 1981's High and Dry, but I forgot to download their latest, of course, their latest from 2008, Songs from the Glitter Lounge. Not a bad CD. But we are finishing up right now on a request, a long-distance request from Kristen Carlin and her daughter, Kennedy Carlin. And, of course, they wanted to hear Queensryche. I'm going to finish it out right now from the Queensryche 2008 American Soldier CD. This is 100 Mile Stare. I'm going to play that in a second. I just want to say thank you for listening in. We really appreciate it here on All Hail Hair and, of course, the Fighting Words Radio Network. Don't forget tomorrow night, Fighting Words, the flagship show of the Fighting Words Radio Network, will be on. We'll be joined by heavyweight contender Danny Batchelder, the trainer of champions, Mr. Joe Ponce, and, of course, the legendary trainer of many, many world champions, Mr. Jimmy Williams, on the show. That is from 6 to 7 right here on the Fighting Words Radio Network. Please tune in and make sure you give us a call. We'd love to have our listeners give us a call and head in. I just also want to say Monday night, San Clemente Punk. Tuesday night, we'll have Derek Baker, my boy Derek Baker from the band Stonewall, will be joining us on the Big Dog Radio. Wednesday night, of course, we're back with Sports Tonight with Tommy G. Thursday night, Rockin' Sports. And then next Friday night, we'll be right back here with All Hail Hair. And I'll probably pull in Terry Brock from Strange Ways and Giant. So, we'll be looking forward to that. But just to finish out the show, this is, like I said, long-distance request going up all the way up to the Pennsylvania, the Philadelphia area. Allentown, that area. This is for Kristen Carlin, but more importantly, this is for Kennedy Carlin. Here's your song. This is Queensryche, 100 Mile Stare off of 2008 American Soldier. We'll see you guys next week. I appreciate everyone listening in.
watch it fly. Call it dawn.